each bodhisattva speaking from his own individual point of view therefore states a pair of opposites, states a duality. And he then shows how that duality can be transcended by means of the duality itself, by means, if you like, of the contradictions inherent in the duality itself. How that duality can be transcended in terms of the duality itself. So let me give a few examples. Let me take just four of the replies already quoted and make a few comments on them from this point of view. I'll take four of the more simple replies. The Bodhisattva Bhadrajotis declared, distraction and attention are two. When there is no distraction, there will be no attention, no mentation, and no mental intensity. Thus, the absence of mental intensity is the entrance into non-duality. This is Thurman's translation. Lamotte's translation makes the meaning a little clearer. Lamotte says, the Bodhisattva Bhadrajotis said, distraction and attention are two. If there is no distraction, there is neither attention, nor reflection, nor interest. The absence of interest is the entry into non-duality. So what does this mean? Exactly what is the entry into non-duality here? The opposites are distraction and attention. The word for distraction is vikshepa, which means floundering. The floundering, the tossing, the wandering of the mind. And the word for attention is manyana, in the sense of paying attention. We could also perhaps render the word as concentration, but it's not exactly the same thing. It's more like what makes concentration possible. So this is the pair of opposites, distraction and attention. And this pair of opposites, as I'm sure everybody knows very well, is experienced, especially within the context of meditation. Because what usually happens? We pay attention for a while. We pay attention to our object of concentration, whatever that may be. Breath, mantra, whatever. But then, after a while, the mind gets restless. It feels uncomfortable, and it starts wandering. And sooner or later, we become aware of this. We become aware what has happened, what is happening. So we pull ourselves up, we start paying attention again. And in this way, we oscillate between the two, distraction and attention, distraction and attention. And sometimes we don't get very far with our meditation. What then are we to do? Well, we have to find the entry into non-duality within the situation. How are we to do this? We have to question the very terms of the situation. That is to say, we have to question their absoluteness. We have to realize that it's not enough to try to sustain attention by means of a forcible act of will. If distractions persistently arise within the context of meditation, it means that we have not understood ourselves deeply enough. Not understood ourselves deeply enough. It means that there are factors at work within us, psychological factors, of which we are not conscious. And what we have to do is to become conscious of them. we have to take them into consideration. In other words, or in a word, we have to become more integrated. If we are more integrated, the different elements of our being will form an harmonious whole. They'll all pull or push in the same direction. They'll no longer be in conflict with one another. We'll no longer have to oscillate between them. So, in the case of distraction and attention, integration is the entry into non-duality. Not the integration, that is to say, integration within the context of meditation practice, is synonymous with the experience of non-duality in the highest sense, but it's certainly a step in that direction. Now, I've said that it's not enough to try to sustain attention by means of a forcible act of will. But we should be careful not to misunderstand this. I don't mean that we should never try to concentrate, never try to get rid of distractions. This may be necessary as a provisional measure. In fact, it almost certainly will be necessary. But in the long run, the opposition between distraction and attention, which plagues so much of our meditation practice, can be resolved only if we become more integrated. Integration itself is a form of non-duality.